Great Barrington, Massachusetts is taking steps to formalize its host agreement for retail marijuana businesses in town. Monday night, two businesses approached the Great Barrington Select Board for an update on their applications to open recreational marijuana businesses. They would be the first of their kind in town history. Recreational marijuana sales will begin in Massachusetts July 1st. Select Board member Ed Abrams is heading up Great Barrington's marijuana task force.
The first two steps in the process of getting licensed are going to the town and getting permission, in effect, a host agreement, it's called, from the town, and then holding a public meeting to let people know what's going on. So Monday night was step one of the first part, which is negotiating a host agreement. That's where the town can say to them, these are the impact we feel like this will have, and here's how you can help us mitigate the impact.
The state allows localities to tax up to 3% of gross marijuana sales for exactly that purpose.
Things like extra police, we have to train the police in how to spot people driving while high. You know, we could use it for drug education, recreation. Really, the fear is the things we haven't thought of.
Abrams says the 90-day permitting process will give the town time to consider those unknowns. The required impact fee presents a contrast with liquor stores in Massachusetts.
We can't say to liquor stores, give us 3% of your sales so we can do alcohol education program. You know, we can't say we need extra money for police to pull over drunk drivers. So none of that's available with alcohol. There are a lot more restrictions and it's a lot more expense to the marijuana sellers to deal with issues coming from marijuana.
The impact fee isn't set in stone.
You know, we may find out at some point there isn't a negative community impact to retail marijuana, and then these agreements will change. We may find out it's not nearly as lucrative as everybody thinks it will be. You know, at this point, the town gets 6% of all sales. The state gets 13%. So there's a sales tax of almost 20% on marijuana, plus the extra 3% that we just tacked on.
The two businesses are Theory Wellness, a medical marijuana dispensary on Route 7 that plans to offer both medical and recreational sales, and Calix Berkshire Dispensary, which aims to open a retail pot store in downtown Great Barrington. Brandon Pollock, the CEO of Theory Wellness, addressed the town's proposed requirement that marijuana businesses hire locally at the meeting Monday.
In respect to hiring, we do have 20 open jobs listed right now that we're trying to fill, so we'll do the best we can for local folks, but currently we do employ somebody who lives in Hillsdale, some in Pittsfield, so we'll do the best we can, but we're not going to fill 20 jobs from Great Barrington people.
Donna Norman of Calix Berkshire Dispensary said it was important to bring as many local jobs into the community as possible before turning to another aspect of the host agreement the town is proposing.
And as far as the charitable donation, it was always our intention to, give back to the community and also do workshops on education and various community programs to educate, because really the key of this business is education, educating the consumer. So I'm totally happy with that.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.